Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster bunts towards the mound. Dietrich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ambler moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boas Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Steinbacher reaches third base with a triple. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Walker steals second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler throws to second for 1, and Lodigiani throws to first, and Hassan drops the ball. Walker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berger moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brucker moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to third for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Owen moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassan for the out. Werber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for George Caster. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Ambler moves to second. Ace Parker pinch runs for Lynn Nelson. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. Ambler moves to third. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Joe Q.L. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Q.L. is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Q.L. hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Q.L. for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 3 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Earl Brucker. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dietrich, and towards Berger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.